Well, this morning we will have registration of all Kenyans above the age of 18 registering for about 30 days. So we are having a national launch at the Kenyatta Conference Center, where His Excellency President Mwai Kibaki will be the guest of honor to launch officially registration of a target of 18 million Kenyans.
This year will be different because of the biometric system of registering prospective voters ahead of the election. What does this bring to the integrity of the election?
As you know, we started this journey during the referendum where we had 17 constituencies registering biometrically. So we took as a commission, as a nation, that we have to improve on the integrity of registration by introducing countrywide biometric registration of voters, where we will take a voter's fingerprint plus their photograph to ensure that they are the ones that will turn up for voting. And then, of course, we'll have a poll book that will identify the, biometrically the person who turns up to register and vote. And once we have identified the person, we will work with the Immigration Department Registration of Person to ensure either the passport that was given or the national identification is a genuine one.
Ambassador Nzibo, what should be the expectations of Kenyans from today that registration officially begins till 30 days after it closes ahead of the vote?
We're asking all Kenyans to turn up, irrespective of whether you are registered during the term or not, because this is going to be a fresh registration of voters. This time around, we are going to take all your 10 fingerprints, and like before when we had the pilot project where we only took one finger, and this time we are taking 10 fingerprints, and therefore this is a fresh voter registration. The target is very high, 18 million. During the referendum we had 12.4 million. We believe that there are over 22 million people who are eligible to vote, but we are targeting 18 million.
Well,
it is 80% of eligible registered voters.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, with the 18 to 22 million, will it strictly be those residing in Kenyan citizens residing in Kenya only, or those in the diaspora as well?
We will be, in fact, we've been meeting in Mombasa as a commission and including the media, and we will make a final decision on Monday or Tuesday as to when we shall begin registration of voters in the diaspora. This particular one will delay a little as we finalize preparation for registration of voters in the diaspora. As you remember, Kenyans in the U.S. took us to court over the issue of extending registration and voters' centers beyond the embassies and consulates. The court has ruled that since the Constitution provides for progressive registration and progressive voting, that IEBC was right in that it will be difficult for us to mount registration whenever we, wherever we have globally populations of Kenya. So we have to begin something as the Constitution provided for progressive registration and progressive realization of their rights of all Kenyans who live abroad.
So what would be your message to Kenyans as official registration begins today?
Our message is to tell Kenyans, please turn up and turn up early. Don't wait until the last minute. We don't intend to have an extension beyond 30 days. There is going to be a legislation to try and also reduce the period for the inspection of the register. Formerly, we used to have 30 days because it was a manual register. Now the register will be created instantly, and after 30 days, we are hoping we'll have 15 days upon which Kenyans can query through SMS and also through physical visiting the registration centers to ensure that we are properly registered. So let us not wait for the last minute to come out and register. We are urging all Kenyans to come out. This is going to be very historic. For the first time, we are going to vote for more than just three ballot papers. There will be six ballot papers. People will be able to elect their county representatives, a governor, a women representative, and of course, a president with his or with her running mate. And there will be also a bicameral system, that is Senate and the House. So it's going to be very exciting. So we're asking Kenyans to come out and exercise their rights.